right now, joining me in the control room, high atop the third floor of Oñate Hall, at your public KUNM radio station, is a group we're calling Los Indie Rockers, a group of four individuals, long about 13 years of age or thereabouts, who have got the audacity, the nerve, the gumption, the skill, the soul, the passion, the talent to do their thing and have agreed to come up and entertain the gente. So, what do you want us to know about us, kids? What's going on? How are things?
They're good.
Who are you? What's your name, right?
I'm Carlos Mendoza. I'm the lead guitarist for this band.
And would it be safe to say you're more or less the leader of the band, or would that be you two, you and Mina?
That would be me and Mina, actually.
All right. And Mina, what's your last name?
Gonzalez.
You're from Albuquerque, right?
Yes.
Ivan and Angel, one of you guys is from California and the other one's from where?
I'm from California.
You're from Cali?
Yeah.
All right. Southern Cal, whereabouts?
San Fernando Valley.
You like it here in Albuquerque?
Yeah.
You do all right? Well, you know these guys, so that's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Ivan, what's your story, man?
Just having fun, really.
There we go. Bingo. You're on top of it then. You're winning at it. You're winner, chicken dinner. How did you guys meet? What happened? How did you get together?
I met these guys through school.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tanum. Yeah, it's an art school, flamenco art school. And to be honest, we really didn't like each other at first.
Funny how that happens.
I know, right? Yeah. But you know, it evolved into a family, and I'm glad I get to do this with these guys.
Awesome. Ivan, you're a percussionist.
Yes.
Did you come into the group thinking, hey man, let me pound on some wood or some timbalas? Or how did that come about that you came to be the percussionist for the group?
So it's just my own thing that I do. I like to make my own things and songs. And then I heard Carlitos likes to jam, so does Armenia. And then Angel came in, and then there you go. Our family is now
formed,
yes.
Awesome. Mina, how did you and Carlos meet at school too?
Yeah, we met at school. Carlos said we didn't like really like each other. Then me and Carlos got closer, and then we played, and then me and him have been playing for about 2 years together. And then we brought Angel into the group, and then Evan was like, yo, I like to, like, you know, do percussion, that's my thing. And then we just all formed, and we were friends, and now we're family.
I love that. I just so appreciate that. Funny how that happens. I would venture to say all of us at one time or another have people in our lives who initially there wasn't chemistry there, it wasn't happening. And, you know, moving forward to today, such as you all, I mean, not only are you friends, but you have formed a bond, an awesome heart and soul bond.
This is such amazing.
Isn't it awesome?
It's amazing.
It never gets old for me. And my twin brother been at it since the early 80s.
Really?
Mark is in the big radio control booth in the sky.
But
the spirits are very much alive.
This is amazing.
I'm so glad you're getting a kick out of it and enjoying it, because, I mean, it's a shine that never fades. Angel, what's up with the bass player? How'd you get involved with the bass?
Mina was telling Carlitos that I knew how to play a little bit of bass. I was like, yeah, sure, I could play the bass for the band. And then I really started liking it, and yeah.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
Historical moment for all of us. I've never had guests on before who worried about a ride and how they're going to get here. But it happens, and I couldn't be happier and more excited for you guys that the planets were aligned, so to speak, and we were able to get together and check you all out. So what are you going to play for us today? What's going on? Practice.
We're going to play a classical piece. It's kind of involved with flamenco a little bit. It's called Lágrima.
Yeah, that's a classic throughout the generationally, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have done the cover and kind of reinvented it a few different times. Several interpretations out there by all different kinds of categories and genres. So it's going to be really cool to see what you guys do with it. And then you're going to do another piece.
Yeah, we're going to do an original that I wrote, actually. It's about some history that I had and, you know, like hurting with a lot of things and then finding somebody and then...
Life happening.
Yeah.
Well, I really admire your efforts. I don't know too many 13-year-old people myself, personally, who have the mad skills and that it factor, honestly. I mean, without wanting to gush all over you, which I have an inclination and propensity for when I have guests on here, because I'm just really happy for guests who come here that we're able to showcase your musicality. It's a thrill. And as we're talking, why don't you guys start gearing up?
Okay.
And if you want to get your guitars going, let me take a picture of you guys just real quick while you're sitting right there, because we can do that nowadays. And love it. Don't you love it? Don't you love it, Madly? Okay, guys. Gear up, and want to remind the listeners that you're tuned into the Raices program. I go by the name of Maria Elena, and we have some musical guests in the control room today who go by the name of Los Indie Rockers. They also have another name on the bill for an upcoming performance. What about that? Where is that performance going to be, and when?
Go ahead.
It's going to be at T&M Power next Saturday.
Yes.
And you guys are going to perform some original stuff and some...
Oh, yeah. This is a really big event for us.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. A lot of exposure, a lot of different people from the community. And as I understand it, you're raising money for some kids as far as school supplies and whatnot. Somebody in El Salvador who needs some school supplies. So that's definitely a noble gesture on you all's part. Plus, it's win-win situation. Somebody gets... in on the goods one way or another. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and give a listen to our musical guests this afternoon. They go by the name of Los Indie Rockers. That includes Carlos Mendoza, Mina Gonzalez, Angel Garcia, and Evan Roca. Awesome. Take it away, kids. All right, very nice, very nice. So I understand you all put a lot of time into joining efforts and combining your talents, and there's a lot to it. You make it look easy, but we know it's not easy. Coordinating a ride to your practices, for one thing.
Oh, yeah.
The logistics involved with that. So if you could pick anything, any place, any direction you wanted to go with your music, collectively or individually, talk to me about that. Where would you want to go?
Me?
What would you want to do with your music or?
I don't know. I like bringing like joy to people with music, and with our music, I mean, we have like, you know, sad, happy, angry, whatever you want to call it, you know, different emotions, and I just want to try to relate to people as much as we can, you know, like, it's, yeah.
Ivan, Mina, Angel, what you guys have in mind with your music? Anything, or you just having fun with it, or it's all good? There's no wrong answer.
We mostly have like fun with it, but then we like put all our motion and everything. Like, music to me is like everything. Like, gives me motivation and just everything to keep me going. And writing my own songs for people that are going through the same things or similar scenarios, you know.
You're sharing your story.
Yeah.
And you want to continue sharing your story.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because we all have a story. But to be able to share it through music, through the lyrics is it seems to magnify it and makes it all the more soulful and genuine and sincere.
Yeah.
And how awesome it is that you have that aspiration to do that. I like that Pink Floyd, the guitar strap there.
Thank you. You know,
very sharp. So you guys are rockers at heart. Is that the story?
Yes.
So is it because of the experience and at the School of Arts or that you got involved with flamenco or the dance? Or?
With flamenco, yes. Yeah, but with music, no. That's been in my life my whole life.
Me too. It's like a person.
Yes.
It's like a tia or a tio or an aunt or a brother or a sister or a mother or all of it.
Yeah.
And Mina, so true. I mean, it fills in the gaps in life, it seems to, whether you're happy or whatever emotion is going on.
Yeah.
And Angel, you want to pursue music in your lifetime, or where are you? Just having fun now? Okay.
I really enjoy music. Sometimes when I feel bad, music picks me up, makes me feel happy. I enjoy it so much. I don't know about music, but
yeah, you're saying
I
it,
really
man.
I love it.
You're saying it just fine. You feel that strongly about music too, Evan?
Yes, I do. It's fun with all the things that we do and at our school, and it's just perfect. Yeah.
Music is one of the most powerful common denominators I've ever known. Hmm. I mean, besides things that are ethereal, which is they're just out in the air, like love, you know, peace, affection, romance.
Yeah.
But let's leave it at love. Because from love, we get into loving music. We get into sharing our story with people. Yeah. All right, so this next piece you guys are going to do, what's the story? What do you want us to know about it?
Well, it's kind of about, like, people loving us and asking why they do because of, like, how, you know, difficult sometimes we can be. But in the end, you know, it's all right to have emotions and it's all right to, you know, be loved by people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's rich stuff and couldn't be put any simpler. I mean, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, the name of the piece is what?
Why the Hell Do You Love Me?
Love it. Go for it, guys.
Opportunity to be the best me I could be for you. Why the hell do you love me?
Yeah. That's how you do that.
Oh, yeah, man.
So it's just like a gimme, I guess you could say, when life inspires us to create music or any form of art. It's just enriching for the artist, whether it's a singer, a writer, a painter, you name it. It's truly amazing how we can share that inspiration with others, be inspired and inspire others. It's just, I don't know, it's rich. It's a very rich experience. Yeah. And so you guys are going to be starting school. I hate to mention it because when my brother and I were in school and we started seeing the advertisements and commercials, that was like foretelling something was coming up. We knew it was school.
Yeah.
Seems like school's starting earlier and earlier every year, but I don't want to get you guys started on that. Why did you have to mention that? Come on in, brother. He's over there looking at you. All right, so what do you want the listeners to know about you? Anything? What's on your mind, guys? Just let you say what's on your mind right now. Don't hold back.
I mean, we're grateful for this opportunity to be on the radio, you know? We never thought we would get here. We would think it would just take years and years. But, you know, at this age, it's, like, very amazing, you know? We're still learning our instruments, but, you know, we're getting there. And, you know, there's been some people who's been down on us saying that we really won't make it. But, you know, we're not letting them bother us, you know? We're going to try our best.
Well, as far as making it, you guys have arrived right now. Not a lot of musicians get the opportunity to go to a radio station.
No, and
so
you
guys are on top
of
it. At this very moment, you guys have made it.
Yeah.
So kudos to you guys. Big props, big ups, and the whole thing. We want to thank Dee Sanchez for helping broker the deal here with you all coming up. And Mina, your mom and pops are here, or who's here with you?
My grandmother and her best friend.
All right. Awesome. What are their names?
Carolyn Montoya and Charles Palmer.
Beautiful. And brother's name, your brother's here?
Eric Gonzalez.
Beautiful. Anybody you guys want to say hi to? Oh, but before I forget, guys, you got a message here, actually.
Really?
He came through. Sandra Marcus, thanks for the smoke signal there. A classmate of yours, Josh Marcus, wanted to say they're listening, they're really enjoying it, they're proud of you, and giving you all kinds of encouragement. So, awesome, guys. All right. Yeah, any parting words?
Very thankful for, like Carlos said, thank you for this opportunity. You know, it's very big for us. Even if we don't like make it, we at least have our family.
This is historical stuff, right? And you're absolutely right, Mina. You have each other, you have your families, and you have this moment that will be archived.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes for everybody.
Sure.
Everybody can make it.
Because this part of the group is very hard, and it's really incredible how Mina could make up her own songs. And this band does bring stress to, like, learning all that, but we get through it.
Right, the challenges. And if it wasn't of quality and substance, see, it's not just form, there's substance to it, too. You guys have some meat, but there's a lot of really good manteca going on, you know? Really good carne happening. So upward and onward, you guys are at the point right now in your lives where you've heard the term, the whole world is your oyster.
Yeah.
At the palm of your hands.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's God bless you guys. All the best to you. Have a good school year.
Thank you so much for coming up.
Really appreciate it, guys.
We appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys. All right. So, thanks again to Los Indie Rockers.